And the little of something is soon to become the big of that very thing. And the natural superiority is always precarious in a sense that it also implies an erosion by the forces it stands against. And force is not determined by an extreme exposure to one extreme, but to a moderate exposure to both opposite extremes. And the establishment of any hierarchy will always be unnatural in a way that it will never be able to emulate the layering only nature can achieve. And last, the only people who are truly content are those who cultivate their own nature. And any technological interference only facilitate technological survival, but not a merely human one. And once the idea of something has been created, that something is ready to go exactly the opposite way. And the very channels we set up to establish ourselves socially only channels anxieties within us. And industrial craftsmanship is at the most an attempt to replicate craftsmanship without human agent. And post-modernity is about making something small within the big project that modernity has abandoned. And we are a part of an official history we are never part of, if not more or less as victims. And at the most we can become heroes, but only of an official propaganda is not meant to last. And it is not about the writing of our existence, but the fact that the writing of our memorial can make us memorable. And at the very extreme, we will always find a reminiscence of the opposite extreme. And only keeping into the wild we can retain the right anarchy that gives freedom in a time of slavery. Only when our effort is directly linked to our nourishment there is satisfaction. And the scale of our misery enlarges the more we generally try to advocate against it, and diminishes the more we specifically do so. And in the end, nature itself becomes the best way to emphasize our natural progression. And the more vain we feel about our civilization, the more space we give to a brutal kind of barbarism. And history in the end is not the making of an empire, but it's resisting against it. And while the anarchist fights with the communist against the fascist, once the fascist is defeated, the anarchist will have to fight against the communist establishment. And there is nothing more exclusive than a literal type of inclusivity. Unawarely, it is the ever-changing nature that changes people's nature accordingly. And to achieve a full nourishment, not only we should be human in the way we gather, but also in the way we deliver. And in a network society, there is not only the option of creating or joining a network, but also of becoming one. And paradoxically, to make sense in the new media, the old media ought to be adopted. And an ideology going rot should be at least replaced with what the same ideology used to be at the very beginning. And every of our creation should be like a sanctuary in which the value of it should equal our will to take care of it. And artificial intelligence will be only for those who are not intelligent enough to develop their natural intelligence. And the re-establishment of our spontaneity ought to always consider the re-establishment of a predator going against it. We shall go for the natural as only the natural can age, gaining meaning without becoming suddenly obsolete. And the pillars of institutions are like tree trunks which do not tell us anything about their actual state. And we may be able to seclude some nature, and yet it is all its surrounding that will determine its outcome. And in the end, we shall create a centralized space only to allow the congested perimeter to thrive. While more meaningful reality will be always scorned and the surreal always applauded. And while the work of the scientist is that of diminishing, the work of the artist is bringing what has no value to something that has a lot of value. And while we shall avoid to celebrate the fame of someone, we shall certainly support him or her to show our respect. And the right decision is what always gets back to us, approaching it in a broader time from broader different angles. And in the end, we ought to hate politics as it forces us to leave too close or too far from what we love. And if we either way manage to escape natural selection, we become soft enough to extinguish ourselves. And big politics only give the impression of control while in fact attacking those entities who have achieved the spiritual control. And happiness lies in investing in what is renewable with our own care. And what is most damaging is trying to maintain the same habit of production and consumption of one paradigm into the other. And while looking at the post-colonial narrative of how the empire destroyed outward, we shall look at the pre-colonial narrative of how the nation destroyed the microcultures. And right outsiders shows how an individual can manifest their power beyond that of institutions and shall not lean back to them. And any form of mainstream will sooner or later induce the use of pesticides. And a true solidarity can exist only from those who cultivate their nature. And by the algorithm, we are forced to be like shooting guns, continuously delivering content. And there is nothing uglier than a social apparatus unable to renew itself. and the modern intellectual is, but who can best represent the dogma imposed on the masses? And social conformism is reached when everything turns middle class. It is technology in the end that make us use to eliminate everything without distinction to make space to our monocultures. And philosophy should teach us to be fully autonomous and therefore stand up against any form of empire. And out of gentleness we forge to ourselves the very rings of our chain. And our sadism is shown by the fact that we're only satisfied when our enemy is fully dead. And there is a theoretical knowledge that can bring a closed view to the world and a more empirical one that can break it into a wide variety. And the lesson for our scientific society is that we can't predict the unpredictable. And in the very house of the bourgeoisie lies the formula for the most evil uprising. And the institutional moralizing about the poor is the best way for it to get rich. And rather than fighting for a good cause, which is diminishing the powers of others, the ignorance fight for increasing it.